Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Yeah, that's what it do. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. This is our live show. You can catch our 24-hour stream over at monstrousradio.com 24 hours a day. But today is Karma Cafe, but we got a big show for you tonight. As you know, we gave away some tickets to this big fight at the Muse Center, the Muse Event Center, coming up this Friday. But, hey, today I got on the interview, and he's going to start off the show with me. I got PJ Agnes with me. What's up, Mr. PJ Agnes?
What's up, Monstrous Radio? Yeah, I just weighed in. I'm ready to fight tomorrow night. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to get the W.
That's what it do. Okay, so he just did his weigh-in. Did everything go good at the weigh-in? Was you a little chubby?
Yep.
Come on now.
Everything went good.
Okay.
You know, I made the 155-pound mark, so everything's good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling pretty unstoppable right now.
Okay. That's what it do. So, all right, man, let's go ahead and get into this show so we get into this interview. But, hey, I wanted to ask you, hey, what kind of music does PJ Agnes, what kind of music do you listen to, bruh?
Well, on an average day when I'm just relaxing, I like some really old stuff. I like Etta Fitzgerald and Louis Prima. But when I really want to get into a good mood, I like some like 90s old school hip hop, the kind of stuff that I grew up with, like Coolio, Tupac's California Love always puts me in a good mood.
I want you to be in a good mood because, hey, you look kind of tough over there. I'm just saying, and I ain't trying to get you no sparring before the fight tomorrow. The fight tomorrow. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into the show, bro. I'm going to bust this California love. So, all right, y'all, rock with us. Monstrous Radio, E Monster, and PJ Agnes. You can call us up, 424-243-9649. Just remember, when I send the music, it's best to listen on your speakerphone. Just if you call in and ask a question or whatnot, take it off your speakerphone and ask the question. So, all right, we're going to get into it. Monstrous Radio Live, our Karma Cafe with PJ Agnes starts right about now.
California, yeah.
Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way.
straight putting it down for California, yeah.
Catholic,
so I don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay. My bag. Hey, tell us, where are you from? I mean, where did you grow up?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn Park pretty much all my life, Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. When we got married, we moved to Maple Grove. So I have been just living the suburban dad life in Maple Grove. I got one of those little baby carriers that I wear around. So I'm like training for MMA fights and wearing my baby at the same time.
Multitasking, that's a real workout. So what was it like for you growing up in Brooklyn Park?
Growing up in Brooklyn Park, like I said, my dad's a pastor, so it was a pretty strict Christian family. And I kind of, I never had a real wild childhood, but I definitely, rebelled a little bit. My dad and I won a few rounds, and, he is a second-generation boxer, or he was a second-generation boxer. He passed summers back. But, so we butted heads. We both kind of got the stubbornness in us, so we butted heads a little bit. Nothing too serious. I was never real good at sports. I was never real good at much of anything that would make me popular growing up. And so I got really heavy. I got really depressed. And that's why I kind of got into the martial arts, is because I saw that as a way to better myself and become someone that I liked. And now I really just try to inspire other people to go in a more positive direction with their lives.
Right. Okay. So who was your first trainer? Who was the first guy that you started training with?
It was actually a guy, that was in his 70s. It was a old World War II veteran named Jack Spavaldi, who very recently passed on. I was in my cousin got me involved in a kung fu class when I was about college age. Just by happenstance, the same cousin bumped into a guy named Bryant Lemke, who teaches Muay Thai. And I grew up in that area. Remember that game Street Fighter?
Yeah. I do it.
Yeah, that was like most of my childhood. There's this guy named Sagat, right? He was like the baddest dude in the game. And he did Muay Thai, and I'm like, I want to do that. I want to be, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to be the toughest dude out there. I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to push myself. And, I'm going to kind of whip myself into shape. So, that's what I did, and that's what I fell in love with. And then when the Crystal Fight Club opened, I was one of the first people in there, so I am one of the original guys that was training under Jim Clark.
Okay. All right, so how long have you been fighting now?
I was in a grappling tournament in 2009, and that was just a regional tournament, and I won a silver medal in that. And I wasn't thinking about competing. I went there with a buddy of mine, and he was going to compete in two different divisions, and he didn't want to compete because he was, worn out from the last competition. I said, you know what, I'll I'll jump in here. I can beat these guys. So I just kind of jumped in at the last second and ended up winning a silver medal. I fought for the first time in 2010, and I came out and broke a dude's nose and really just thoroughly dominated that fight. And after that, I had fight after fight set up. So this guy, Angel Gonzalez, I had a fight set up with him. And Angel Gonzalez, if you're listening, I'm talking about you on the radio, so you can give me a call. But he backed out on me three times. I did the weight cutting. I showed up and got my hands wrapped. I was all ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't show up. I actually tried to fight. He was training with his cousin. And so I tried to fight his cousin. And his cousin was like, yeah, I'm not going to be competing in that weight class anymore. But, you know, he also was the same guy that he turned down a guy, a training partner of mine, because he was too buff. So, I mean, it kind of shows you what type of guys these were. And then I was supposed to, I'd been out of it for a while, and then I was supposed to fight this Raul Rodriguez in a Muay Thai fight, which, you know, that's my wheelhouse. I'm a Muay Thai fighter.
Okay.
He didn't show up. Didn't show up. So, you know, fourth time being stood up, you know, starting to feel like an ugly girl. You know, this is the fourth time that I'm going to go to the prom, and then, you know, they don't show up for me.
Right.
You know, it's disappointing. You know, I'm ready to fight. I did the weight cutting. I put in all the hard training. I'm ready to go, right? But they're not
right,
there.
Right.
So, you know, it gets to be to the point where, you know, I'm cornering guys, so I'm in the corner telling guys what to do, but I'm not fighting myself. So it's like, you know, I was always a bridesmaid and never a bride, and who wants that, you know?
Right. It's good to cheer on your teammates, but you still want to play too, damn it. We just saying, hello.
Yeah,
okay,
I just wanted to get a couple fights in, so. So I took a last-minute replacement, and the rules got changed, so it wasn't a Muay Thai fight, because the guy knew that, you know, I was a Muay Thai guy and didn't want that. It became a kickboxing match, and I think I won the first round hands down. I knocked him down in the second round. I got it was an illegal throw that I got in the third round, and I thought he was out cold. He didn't get up for a while, but you know, his cardio, he didn't slow down. He kept bringing it. He came to fight, and you know, he definitely. Definitely traded with me. I got kicked in the head in the third round. I took a lot of punches later on in the fight. And they gave the judge's decision to him, and I was shocked. And I think everyone there was shocked, too. And so we're getting our rematch on Friday. I like the guy. His name is Dale Walters. If he listens to this, he's a good guy. He's definitely a gladiator. I have all the respect for him in the world. But I'm going to choke him out.
Okay.
That's the prediction.
Yeah.
Okay. No, okay.
All right. You're going to finish so fast, I might not break a sweat.
Okay. Okay. So there's a little flair. It's not just a normal, okay, let's just do it. There's a little flair in there. Okay. Okay. I like that. I like that. So
I think I deserve to win that fight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right. So, how do you get yourself ready for your fights? I mean, what do you do? I mean, do you like jump over mountains? I know you ultimate fighters, y'all is like really, really crazy in shape. I mean, what do you do?
Well, I mean, to train for a fight, you kind of have to simulate the fight. You train for the exact amount of time you're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You usually get a 1 minute rest period in between rounds to recover. I want my recovery time to be 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So 1 minute feels like an eternity. What I found out last time, because remember, this is the first time I've gone the distance, when you're bleeding from the nose and you can't breathe out of your nose, you got a mouth guard in your mouth, and you're fighting three rounds, guess what?
Right.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't simulate it in the gym, but, yeah, I mean, to fight, you want to get with guys and practice fighting, right? You want to you want to have someone simulate your opponent, so you kind of study tapes on them, and you have someone do what they are going to do, or what you can expect them to do from the patterns you've seen. And you try to finish that fight. So,
right.
You know, we do a lot of research. We definitely do our homework. When guys get their fights put out on YouTube and stuff, we sit down and we watch them. We study them. Just like the old school boxers used to do. We sit down and we watch those guys. And then we train. We want to train much harder than the fight's going to be. We want, when we get in the cage, we want the fight to be easy.
Right.
We're some of the hardest training athletes out there. We're not training to box. We're not training to wrestle. We're not training to, you know, do karate. We're training to do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to mix all that in there.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I was going to say, you know, do you have, like, multiple styles, you know what I mean? Because, you know, some people, like me, you know, I've never been in the ring like you guys. Actually, I started out as a fighter. I'm, like, 0-47 because I'm like the other dude. I didn't show up for that fight. It sounded good until show day, you know. I'm just saying.
Well, you got a radio show, so, you know, you got your thing.
And I think I'm just going to stick to the whole radio thing, you know. I'm a box from here. Yeah, I'm a box from here.
It's good to know where you fit in. Do that DJ thing.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Sorry, I lost track of my little question there for a minute. But anyways, what's on the big agenda after this fight here? That's put on by Valhalla, I believe it's cage fighting now.
You know, after this fight here, what I'm going to do is I am going to just be a dad. I'm going to work my job. I'm going to have those stories to tell about those days I was cage fighting. But this is it as far as this. I'm not doing the weight cutting anymore. I'm not doing the fighting. You know, I'll still teach. I'm still going to be available to do that. But as far as that, the only fight that I want from now on is if someone ever says to my daughter, my dad can beat up your dad, then it's on, because that's not true. I can beat up that kid's dad. I was a cage fighter.
You're wrong.
Yeah, that kid's dad was on a bowling lead and watched his television 4 hours a night. I'm not afraid of that kid's dad.
I got like two questions for you. One of them is, I mean, what can people expect to see from you? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but, you know, I got to hear it from you. Because, you know, sometimes you go see fights, and it's like watching Dancing with the Stars. I'm just going to keep it real. They just jump around the ring. They throw one punch apiece, and then they back up. What type of pace of fight should we expect from PJ Agnew?
There's only one type of fight that I know how to fight, and that's intense. I come right at you. And, I mean, that's, you know, that's my thing when I was training with guys at the Crystal Fight Club and now, you know, Valhalla. There are two kinds of people. You come at people that intensely, and there are some people that can handle it, and there are some people that break under the pressure. So what you can expect from me, pressure, it's going to be a finish. And to steal a line from Clubber Lang, my prediction is pain.
Said the choke out. Okay.
Yep.
Any other guys you like seeing fight on the card that's going to be on Friday?
Well, Damien Hill, Steve Shaw, they're my guys. I've trained with them. I've been friends with them for a long time. I cheer on those guys because, you know, those are my guys. And then, most everybody in the MMA game in Minnesota, I'm on a friendly basis with. I'm a pretty friendly guy. You know, if you don't want to fight me in a cage, I'm a decent guy. Yeah.
And you're not the other little kid's dad.
Right. I, you know, that other little kid, just don't be telling my kid things you don't know. Because you don't know that guy can beat me up. He can't.
Oh, snap, some little kid's going to get their dad beat up. He's going to come down the block huffing and puffing like, you made me get off my PlayStation game. I got to come down here and he going to get something.
You know, there's this weird thing with MMA where people see it on TV and they go, oh, I'm a tough guy, you know, guy drinking at the sports bar. I'm a tough guy. I could get in there with that guy. You know what? People don't watch, you know, NASCAR and go, I drive a car. I could probably race with that guy. People don't watch football and go, oh, I could, you know, I could throw better than that guy. No, you can't. You have no idea if you're just watching it. Those things look easy because the people that do them are that good.
Right.
But they work their butts off. I can't play baseball with, you know, I can't play baseball not only with the major league guys. I can't play baseball with one of the Saints. I probably can't play baseball with, you know, the average women's softball player from your city, you know? So it all looks a lot easier than it is.
Right. Hey, that brings me to a really good question. This is going to be the shocker of the day. This is something we talked about on Monstrous Radio. There was a match not too long ago, and it went pretty viral on all the social networks and whatnot about this transgender fight where a guy, you know, now considered himself a woman, was in a ultimate fight with a lady. And we'll just say, you know, it is what it is, but he totally dominated her. Do you have an opinion about the whole, you know, know, transgender fighters. I think personally is you should stay in where you were. A man should fight a man. I think that was unfair. But that's just my opinion. You dig? How do you feel? Have you heard about this new wave, I guess you can call, pushing politics within the Ultimate Fighting?
Yeah, Fallon Fox, I know exactly who you're talking about. I do my homework as far as this stuff is concerned. I would like to say first that as long as we're talking about politics a little bit, and I won't go too far into it, but I'm a libertarian. Right. I feel like people do, you do whatever you want in your own life, in your own house, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You also, you can't step in the ring and beat up women because that's not just affecting you. You know, you have the right to self-identify. Do whatever you want. Live your life. But there was a UFC doctor that came out and basically said, I think it was like, was greater than 15 years that this person would have to take estrogen replacement therapy. They have to take hormonal replacement therapy to be a female as far as her biology is concerned. Now, she doesn't have the same bone structure as a female. She had a bigger bone structure. You see sometimes these athletes that can't compete with the men, and so they go over and they fight with the women. And you know what? Women are getting seriously hurt. This Fallon Fox has really been hurting some of these women. I think she got in there and busted some woman's orbital bone. You know, so it's, this person's got the same bone structure that I do. The same, same physical strength that I do. You know, women, I always teach my female students kicks because females got some good lower body strength. Males, we carry it more in our upper body, right? It's you know, that's just how we were made. And this is a sport where you go hard and you try to put that other person down. So you can't, you're injuring women. Now, I certainly wouldn't feel good about myself as a male. I don't know what goes on in her head. She seems pretty messed up from what I've seen of, I don't know if I should, just Fallon Fox is how I'll call her. But apparently she wasn't being as competitive with guys, and now she's wasting all the women. I, you know, if she ever decides that she wants to be a dude again, I guess I'd step in with that because, you know, I don't like seeing you hurt women. I think, hey, women should be able to fight if they want to fight. But that's having the deck stacked against them in a way. You know, I can't go do steroids, so I can't artificially put, you know, hormones into myself and go compete.
Right.
Be able to do it.
Right.
The bottom line is people are getting hurt.
Okay.
Women are getting seriously injured.
So that's about close to our time with the interview, man. That seems really, really short. I'm just saying, but I guess that's the power of a good conversation.
I'm gonna make a promise to you though. I'm going to make a promise to you that if anybody messes with you tomorrow night, you can come hide behind me.
I'll
be the DJ, I'll be the fighter.
Okay. That's what it do. Because, hey, I'll be talking mad mess, you dig? So, all right, so, hey, anything else you want to put out there about the fight coming up, inspire some people to come out, or any shout-outs or anything like that?
You know, the only thing that I'd really like to shout out, there's one person that I think deserves a lot of credit who doesn't get any credit. My brother Josh really got me involved in MMA as a fan. He became a fan, and he's been behind me 100% of the way. My mom freaks out every time something like this goes on. My wife has peace with it. But my brother has really been a support. And, you know, as far as an MMA fighter goes, they get in there by themselves, but not one of those guys got there by themselves. They all have people supporting them.
Right, right. Okay.
None of us do it by ourselves.
And,
I'd like to give glory to God, because I wouldn't be here. I don't know if I would have lived this long, really. I don't know if I would have changed in the way that I did if it wasn't for my faith. So that's what I attribute all success to.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? That's about it.
Well, hey, I just want to thank you for having me. You know, the guys at the Crystal Fight Club, Valhalla, the Minnesota Mantis Kung Fu Association, where I was training before, they've always had my back. You know, my whole family, and just anyone who pays a ticket to come out to see me. And if you're at the fight tomorrow night, come up and say hi. I'm a pretty nice guy. I'm not in the kid.
Right. Right, right. And your little kid don't come up talking about, my daddy can beat your daddy. Yeah, that's right. Come up, talk to him. Take a picture, all that type of stuff.
Well, I'm going to take a picture from one of my fights and get, like, a shirt. When she gets, like, dating age, I'm going to put it on a shirt, and she's just going to have to wear my picture every day.
Even on a date.
I don't know if there's gonna be a date. I haven't thought that far out. She's one.
Uh-huh.
We will cross that bridge when we come to it.
That's what it's doing. Hey, it's gonna end up being like, what was that movie, Bad Boys, when Martin and Will Smith came to the door? How old is you?
a great movie. Good
you guys, make sure you come out and watch PJ Agnes fight, what's his name, Dale? What's his last name?
Dale Walters. He's
Dale
the Honey Badger Walters, yep.
Okay, fighting the Archangel, right?
Yep, Archangel.
Okay, that's good. This Friday night, it's June 26th at the Muse Event Center. It's at 107 3rd Avenue, North Minneapolis. 55401. Put it in your GPS so you don't be late. The doors open at 6:00. That means I'll be in there spinning, and the fight starts at 7:00. So I'll be on the ones and twos for about an hour. General admission is $25, $50 VIP, and $75 cage side. I'm telling you, if you got the extra bread, go cage side. It's way better than watching on TV or anything else. I'm telling you. Also fighting that night is Damon Hill, I believe his name is Majek, Alex Wiggs, Jay Ellis. We got the Big Giants fighting, Steve Shaw and Devontae Nunn. And as you guys know, the guy who won the tickets earlier this week, he's related to both of them. So I want to see who is going to beat up the person that won the tickets, because if he root for one cousin, the other cousin going to beat him up. It is what it is. It's a battle of the Ragnarok, 155-pound kickboxing title tournament. Big shout-out to Bahala Cage Fighting and James
Clark. Hey, big shout out to all you guys. So, hey, hopefully, matter of fact, ain't no hopefully. I better see y'all tomorrow. That's right, at the Muse Event Center. So, all right, I'm going to get back into this music. Big shout out to PJ Agnes and his whole family for letting him take time out to do the show right here on Monstrous Radio. But I definitely got to get a picture with you tomorrow, bro.
Absolutely. I would like that myself.
All right, so
we can trade autographs.
There we go. Hey, you might not want mine, but I'll definitely take yours. You did. But all right, that's what it is. So, you know how we do it around here? We play independent music, remixes, to keep y'all interested. Matter of fact, here's a track for the radio. It's called To My Place. I think y'all might know the dude did it. He go by the name of E-Monster, too. Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. Remix To My Place.
Remix.
I had to do it.
So check it out. This is for the band, Monstrous Radio. Y'all ready? Exclusive.
Yeah.
Let's go, E.
Yo.
Come to the Muse Event Center tomorrow night. It's going down at the Battle of the Ragnarok. So, all right, we're going to keep it moving. E-Monster, matter of fact, this ain't even a remix or an indie. It just bumps. In case you're listening, you're coming out tomorrow. This is the top. No. I'm going to shut up and spin some music. Monsters Radio, our live show, Karma Cafe.
Yeah,
girl, I
want to
be
level.
We can do this all night. But first, let me get a little drink, gimme. Snap with a little Henny. Under the hood, got a big Hemi. Oh yeah, babe, you gon' feel it when you ride with me.
We have better stuff than break another one.
From the minute you walk in the club, I ain't gotta lie to you, cause you know it. I think I'm about to fall in love. You should get ready, cause I'm in the mood. I'm tryna do something to you. But baby, hold up. Yeah, champagne on the way. It's a time and a place. Baby girl, I wanna take off everything, but I gotta wait.
Wanting your body,
but it's a time and a place. Oh girl, I gotta wait. We got won't you give me a taste and just dance for me? Cause girl, when you get it, gonna have you running away. But you can't handle what I got for you. Cause you deserve all of me, baby. Your booty all on me, baby. Girl, can you get on top? My bad, girl, if I'm moving too fast, I think I need to slow up. But ain't no more liquor in your glass. Girl, you better pour up, yeah. Champagne on the way. It's a time and a place. Baby girl, I wanna take off everything, but I gotta wait. Gotta check out my tab. You can sit in my lap. When we ride the Lamborghini, just hold on. Cause I'm running every red light, baby. No brakes, all gas. It's gonna be a long night, baby. Time and the place when I grab you by the waist. And you make that booty shake, gonna put it in my face. I'ma eat it like it's dinner on my plate. You been talking shit all night, you better pull your weight. I'm tossing salad, that bitch better bring the dressing with her. I break the bed when I'm in it, take the dressing with her. It's a blessing when you get it. When I'm licking on the pussy, then caressing on the titties. Got your face in the pillow, grabbing on the sheets. Checking out the plumbing, girl, I know you got a leak. I'm trying to make you scream, I don't want to speak. I'm trying to have you walking bow-legged by the week. Yeah, champagne on the way. It's the time and the place. Baby, girl, I want to take off everything. But I gotta wait.
What you
Monsterous Radio, our live show. And we just did an interview with PJ Agnes right here on Monsters Radio Live, Karma Cafe. Hey, it's going down this Friday at the Battle of the Ragnarok, put on by Valhalla Cage Fighting. We did an interview with Big Steve Shaw. He's on the card. And, you know, I really like watching this guy fight. He's so fucking big. I'm just telling y'all, he's, like, huge. Last time I think at the cage, was he, like, taller than the cage? It is what it is. But, hey, now TJ Agnes got me really wanting to see him and Dale Walters go at it, the Archangel and the Honey Badger. So, hey, that's what it do. So, hey, sounds like this might be his last fight from what he's saying. And, hey, he's got some, he got something to prove. So, all right, bring your butt out to Friday to the Muse Center, 107 3rd Avenue North, Minneapolis, 55401. Again, the doors open at 6. I mean, I'll be on the ones and twos at 5:59, spinning until the fight starts at 7 p.m. There's quite a few matches they got going on. Come out, Valhalla Cage Fighting, they always put together great matches. You ain't going to see no Dancing with the Stars this night. I'm just saying, it is what it is. So, what music am I going to spin on my way up out of here? I don't know. Let's see. Who's an independent artist I can get to help me turn it up? I should go with some Juice G, but I don't know if I got one of his faster tracks in here. So, all right, matter of fact, no, I am going to go with Juice G. He won the ticket, so he won a spin right here on Monsters Radio. This is a track called For Me featuring Louis P. Hope to see y'all tomorrow night at Monsters Radio Live, Karma Cafe. Enjoy the night, y'all. Hey!
When the night comes down and the sun goes to
stay down.
The boss up from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent,
yeah.
All of my head talking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Top of the drum, I'm leaving in the box.
Yeah. Juice, let go.
Somebody better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm off the chain, boy. I'm going buck wild. The whole squad's about to turn up. And everybody's smoking that loud.
Yeah.
I'm fresh off the clock and I'm feeling like Jock. And I'm telling you, niggas, it's going down. Patron in my cup with a bunch of bad bitches. Combination for niggas, I'm going wild.
Dang.
I love this shit. No matter what you say, motherfucker, I'ma make it work. So catch a nigga heading to the board, riding on the two wheels with my nigga, better spread the word. Popping bottles all night, taking shots to the head, feel that usher in my chest, gotta let it burn. My mama always said that I need to slow down with this alcohol shit, guess I never learned. Tonight, I'ma set it off right. I'ma conduct the nigga, now watch me orchestrate. The way I move the whole damn crowd's like I got him in a trance, you know, the hocus pocus state. Let's work some, shawty, let me see you work. She put it on me like, bam, make the table jerk. Got my hands on her thigh, easing up a skirt. No panties on, shawty wanna get this work. The way I'm feeling, I'm ready to get up in it. So shawty, no pun intended when I tell you that I'm going berserk. How I feel is that first impression is everything. So ain't no slacking when I'm in it, pussy getting murked. Bang, 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 make the pussy drip. Check the juices, tell her mama, did a nigga dip. The night is still young, I'ma hit the strip. The definition of a boss, boo, don't strip. When the night comes down and the sun goes to stay down.
Stay down.
The boss up from under my bed calls to stay round. Being violent.
Yeah.
All of my heads talking all this shit.
Yeah.
Three shots and puffing all this.
Okay.
Top of the drum, I'm living in the
bottom.
Turn up
for me. Turn up for me.
Verse 2. You niggas better slow me down.
Yeah.
I'm light years ahead of you.